Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Thank you so much for being continued listeners to our show. I'd like to play a song, as I always do. We're expecting a guest today on our show that's very special, and we are going to have him on. As soon as he is on the line, we will open up his mic and introduce you to him. But here goes the song. I hope you like it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Shalom, everyone. This is Yaina again. Let me get my co-host on the line, Brother Adonai, and we're going to go on with our show. We had Brother Adonai, are you there?
Shalom. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. And how are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing pretty good.
Wonderful.
Things working
wonderful.
Pretty fine.
We are waiting for our guest to come online. Dr. Scott Whitaker is with us. He is a holistic doctor, and we definitely promote his book on our website. It is called Medicine with a big capital S, and he's a holistic doctor that deals in health from a holistic perspective, and he has joined our program today, and we hope that, you know, I think he's living in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. I know he was originally from Chicago, and that's where we picked up his YouTube clips at, but the last time that I spoke to him via the email, he told me that he was actually living in Africa. So I'm hoping that he hasn't forgot about our show, but we'll wait for him. Dr. Whitaker, if you're out there, please push 1. We're waiting for you to come online, and we have people that are anticipating, ready to ask questions, all kinds of health questions. So, Brother Donnie, what do you think about all the stuff that's going on in the news right now with Iraq?
I think that it's getting ready to go into World War III. Because if the United States uses those drones, he's going to antagonize a lot of Iraq's followers and Iraq's people that's on Iraq's
military force.
Yeah, you understand. See, Iran is supporting. Is trying to get a piece of Iraq. It's all about that oil, too, you understand? They may not have a big oil field or whatever it is, but they do have access to Kuwait. I don't know how to pronounce that. So it's all about that oil, too, you know. So it's going to be, you know, World War III is imminent. It's just on its way. And any time, any one of these things that happen can start that war off. Russia's doing some stuff. And China's doing some stuff. So it's imminent. It's on its way. You understand? We just got to be in place.
Absolutely. So I did get an email from Dr. Whitaker, and he was having trouble dialing in. So I did send him an email to let him know, you know, that he said that he was having problems with the line, that the phone line wasn't working. So I sent him another number so that we could contact him and he could call in on the show. But it's really getting pretty serious because it seems like the whole world is in an uproar. So I think he's here. He said he's online now, so let me get back to my screen. There he is. Okay, now we're going. All right,
okay.
Let me get him on the line right now so we can introduce him. Dr. Whitaker?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hello. Shalom. How are you, sir?
Shalom. How are you?
I am very well. It's very nice to have you on our show today.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be on here.
Wonderful. Dr. Whitaker, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Adonai Ben Yehuda. Dr. Whitaker, Dr. Scott Whitaker is a holistic homeopathic doctor. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Shalom. How are you? It's good. It's a pleasure.
Brother, how are you?
A pleasure and a privilege to speak with you on the radio show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you know what? You can take it over if you'd like. If you want us to ask questions, we can do it any kind of way you want. Let me let the audience know that he is on the line to give us information. You can ask questions if you have questions, but we let him take a few minutes and introduce himself and say whatever he wants. All of you all that are out there that have questions, please feel free to push one. Go ahead, Dr. Whitaker, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. Well, Dr. Whitaker, I've been into nutritional and holistic medicine now for over 30 years. I've traveled to different continents of the world, studying those healing sciences, bringing them back to North America, and helping the people that need help. A lot of people may claim that they want help, but when it gets down to the nitty and the gritty, they really don't want it. So I'm always available for those who do want it. Anytime you're trying to build a nation, anytime you're trying to build a community, you need natural healers. And because you can't be turning around and running to the white coat's office for any little ailment, because then you'll get caught up in that system. And that system is vicious. And the number one murderer or killer on the planet today is doctors.
I understand. Yeah.
So I don't know how the form is really set up. Is it just question and answer types, or do you just fire off different themes, or how's it work?
Well, I think we ask, you know, we can ask some questions, man. You make some comments.
Okay.
And I do have a question. I just want to make a comment, man. See, they had on television. It's just ironic that Yaina got you online here. But today, I seen on TV where when you go to the doctor, man, you know, they immediately tell you and get you hooked on them pills. You understand? And today they finding out that they got counterfeit every pill. Every pill is counterfeited. You understand? And some of them work, and some of them have too much of the ingredients that's supposed to make up the pill, and some of them don't do nothing for you. You understand? So it's just a mess over here. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I know that you're not no psychologist, doctor, and that's a game too, man. Because what they do is they say she's suffering from ADTC or whatever they call it, you understand? And they got a pill for that.
Oh yeah, well, you know,
they don't have no way of correcting the problem, so they give you a pill just to keep you docile.
Oh, it's no doubt. They even create diseases to make new drugs. You see, they back in the early 40s and 50s, there was a disease that mainly hit the Asian continent. It was called encephalitis, which was inflammation of the brain. And all they did in the year...
Now, and I'm not going to take up all the time, but...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So what about encephalitis? What does it do now?
Yeah, encephalitis, and what they did... In the 1990s, they flipped the word and called it autism. And see, and that's what we're dealing with today, which is caused by vaccinations. Then you don't hear about diseases like rheumatism anymore and things like that, because they changed the name rheumatism to fibromyalgia. And see, what they do is they'll create new names, new diseases, so then they have a new market for new drugs. And the drugs won't cure anything. It never will cure anything, and there is no cure coming from the medical establishment. You can put that in the bank. I don't care how many walkathons, talkathons, musicathons, pink buckets of ribbons, and all that madness you be seeing during the month of October. There is no cure coming from the medical establishment. You can forget it. So if you don't get into some books and some studying and reading and learning about your body and learning about the different plants and healing modalities that the Creator has left us. You be into that white coat's office. And then what they'll do is partition you off to each of their partners. You'll go in, and he says, well, I got to send you to my specialist, my friend. And then you go to see the specialist, and he says, well, I got to send you over here. And then by the time you look up, you've seen about 5 or 6 people, and then you look in your bag, and you get about 20 pills, 20 bottles of pills, and your problem wasn't even solved.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
That's the way the system works. That's what Obamacare is about. And this is what this medical system is breeding. And it's nothing to do with health. It's only a disease management system.
Wow. So do you discourage people from going to the doctors at all? I mean, regular doctors, do you encourage holistic doctors opposed to medical doctors, physicians?
Right. Well, in my position and in my lectures, I always state that the only time you should or want to see a medical doctor is for emergency reasons. Emergencies are i.e. car accidents, gunshot wounds, stabs, poison, amputated, lacerations, burns. That's emergency medicine. That's what they're good at. Sewing you up, getting the blood to stop, and sending you on your way. Outside of that, if you're going to them for high blood pressure, for kidney issues, the cancers, anything to do with chronic or acute disease, you can forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting your time and your money.
Mm.
Wow. So then, okay, we have a lot of listeners on the line now. We have a lot of people on the line. We have people in the chat room because this is something that everybody wants to know, because especially as black people, we suffer from a lot of diseases, mainly high blood pressure, diabetes, and arthritis. I know arthritis is a big issue. They say it's inflammation of the joint. And what do you say about those kinds of conditions and things that, you know, the people are that they can do to change their whole lifestyle? Because it has to be a lifestyle change.
Oh, you better believe it. It has to be a 100% lifestyle change. You know, you got sometimes the sisters, they say, oh, I want to lose some weight so I can get into that bathing suit for the summer. And then after the summer rolls through and fall comes in, and they're back up to the same weight they were in the spring and in the winter. And so it's not a lifestyle change. It's a one-time event, and they go on and do their thing. So when you got these chronic diseases, the arthritis, the heart problems, the kidneys, whatever, when you say to yourself, I'm about to make this change, it's not something that's just going to be 3 months, and then you're going back to eating honey buns, eating Fruit Loops, and drinking soda pops. This is a lifestyle change. Every disease that you can name, number one, goes back to diet.
Mm-hmm.
And two, goes to the emotions, and also goes into the environmental factor, which means toxicity from the outside. So we look at arthritis, as you stated, inflammation of the joints. Anytime you see arthritis, T-I-S at the end, always will say that's the word for inflammation. So, which means that you have an acidic system. You got too much acid in your blood. And what are the acid-forming foods? Right off the bat, number one is wheat. All the wheat breads, all the cereals, all the cakes and cookies, anything laced with wheat. This modern-day American wheat is totally acidic and very toxic. Arthritis also deals with dehydration. Okay, you're not drinking any water. All you're drinking is soda pop, coffee, fruit drinks, and things like this. There's no oil in the body. There's no good fats in the body. They got everybody afraid of fats. You got all these no-fat foods, low-fat foods. All that stuff is garbage. Okay, you eat the food the way the Creator intended it to be eaten. You don't take an egg and just eat the egg whites and throw away the yolk. That's ridiculous. That's processed. That's ridiculous. So you're gonna eat the egg. You eat the whole egg. There's a balance in it with the yolk and the white part. They balance each other out. There's no effect anyway because there's nothing wrong with cholesterol in the first place. We can go into that later on in the discussion. But so arthritis is very easy to fix. You alkaline the body. One of the best alkalining herbs on the planet is alfalfa. And you take some alfalfa. There's another herb that you can use called devil's claw. And cod liver oil, arthritis will be gone in 90 days.
Wow. But you know what? Wait, I have a question for you because I saw a YouTube clip where you were talking about cod liver oil with diabetes as well. You must believe in cod liver oil because, you know, my grandmother said that and she's 90 years old. She said they used to drink cod liver oil as kids. They would take a teaspoon of it, and it cured almost everything. So do you think it still has the same effect today?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you had to get certain brands now because a lot of them are now dealing with the waters being polluted with mercury and that type of thing. And then, of course, the processing of it is also a major factor. But, yeah, cod liver oil may be the number one superfood because you're talking about getting pure vitamin D into your system. See, vitamin D is so powerful because it's not really a vitamin, it's actually a hormone, but vitamin D by itself would eliminate 75% of all cancers by itself.
Wow.
That's how powerful it is.
Wow.
And when you women have the little babies, and the first 2 years, as the brain is developing, because the brain is developing in the first 2 years, you need vitamin D. You need two fatty acids called EPA and DHA for your child to have proper brain development and have intelligence. You know, we got now sisters are rejecting breastfeeding and going to Similac because it lacks everything. And doctors are promoting it. You know, use this can over here. This has more nutrition than what's in your breast because we're smarter than the Creator, and we know the Creator can't make something better than what we did in this can. And so this is something that we're starting off the children with already with less developed brains, and then the intelligence is affected. So vitamin D is crucial. You can get that in right now. The adults, you need it just as bad as the children need it. And it protects you. Protects you from so many things. If you want to go through the winter time with supposedly not getting the flu, which all that is just eating bad foods from October, whenever Halloween is, until the end of the year, after you go through all the major holidays, eating all that stuff, and that's why you get sick, because you for one, no vitamin D, and two, too much sugar. So you take that vitamin D throughout the whole year and watch how your health changes and watch how you stay out of the white coat's office.
Wow. Let me make an announcement to those of you all who are listening. We have a lot of people on the line. This is a very important man that we have on here. He has been in this field for a very, very long time. He has specified that there are certain things that will cure some of the diseases and ailments that we have in our bodies. Please don't just listen today. Ask questions. This is your one time to get him on the line, to ask questions so that he can let you know, what we're doing wrong. Because push one if you have a question, and he'll be happy to answer. Now, we know that he does do this for a living, and he does usually charge people for becoming their doctor and doing the things they need to do. But he's offered to come on the show for us today to introduce himself and to, for you all to be able to ask questions. Now, I know I saw a YouTube clip, Dr. Whitaker, a while ago where you were talking about liquid cayenne. I bought some, and you were absolutely right. I took a couple of drops, and I put it under my tongue, and it seemed like it opened up every blood vessel in my body, you know.
It shocked your system, huh?
Yeah, it did, and I was like, wow. You know, I couldn't believe how it took me from feeling a certain way to it. Feel like everything, just my nose opened up, everything just opened up. So could you elaborate on that for me, please? And area code 412, I'm going to get right to you. One moment. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, cayenne is off the charts in terms of an herb, a spice. I put it in all my foods. It can stop a heart attack in progress. It will stop a stroke in progress. It can also, if you got a wound that won't heal, keeps bleeding, I know it's going to burn, but you put cayenne around that wound and it will stop bleeding. Okay, so cayenne is so powerful. I keep a 2-ounce bottle, liquid bottle, in my bag with me for emergencies. I see anybody that may drop down or who knows, and maybe I can get hit or something, and I'll have that on me. And what it does, it goes into the system, and it opens up everything, okay? All the arteries and veins light up. They get rejuvenated. The blood starts flowing.
That's true.
Things start, old waste begins to start moving out of the system. It cleans out the arteries, so your heart is loving it. For the men who got maybe some problems down low, wonders, okay? So you don't have to be getting Cialis and all that other madness that make you go blind. So this cayenne, please, if you can, as a sister stated, get the liquid. You can put 3 to 10 drops in just a little water. Every morning have that. Get the spice itself. Put it in your foods, doing your body great, without a doubt.
Wow. Let me get area code 412 on the line, because you know what, I have so many questions myself, I don't want to take over the show. Hold on one moment. Area code 412, you're on the air, go ahead.
Yep. Shalom. This is Sister Tanaya calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Greetings,
Shalom, Dr. Whitaker. I do have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, I'm glad you brought up arthritis, like, right
yes.
up front. Now, I thought it was, you know, something that happened that was associated with aging. And
uh-huh.
I'm a retiree, and that's one of the problems that I have. But most recently I was told by my doctor and by the hospital that I have thinning bones, and I was just wondering if the vitamin D would help with the thinning bones. Now, what I'm doing for that myself is I'm taking vitamins, and I'm taking them, like, for women over 50, and I'm exercising on my own, and I was wondering if there was anything else that I need to do, and if I was to take the vitamin D, would I take it in the pill form or the liquid form?
Really, it's more for, you know, convenience sake. You can get them in drops. There's a company called Biotech, BioTIC, and they have it. One drop is 2,000 IUs, and I take 10,000 IUs a day, so you would just need 5 drops. Or you can just do the cod liver oil and take 1 tablespoon of the cod liver oil. So it's really up to you in terms of convenience. I've seen the capsules before, so also go that route too. Now, what was the name?
So I should take a combination
kind of bones
of the...
now?
thinning bones,
say again,
you know, something that would lead to osteoporosis?
I still missed it when you said it.
I'm sorry. I said something that would eventually lead to osteoporosis.
Oh,
the
okay.
Thinning bones.
Thinning bones, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get some of that vitamin D and get the mineral boron, B-O-R-O-N, and take 9 milligrams a day. And you stay away from sugar and soda, and you can tell that doctor to go fly a kite.
Well, I hope I'll be able to soon. Okay, I thank you very much for your time. I'll be listening.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Everyone else that's out there under the sound of my voice, this is your opportunity to ask questions. Now, here we have another person. Let me get them on the line. Area code 832. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I know he said vitamin D. Now, what's the difference between vitamin D and vitamin D3?
Nothing. Just I don't say the three after I said D, that's all. But that's they have vitamin D1, D2, and D3, and D3 is the one you want to use. D2 is synthetic. It's made from pig skin, and so you don't want to touch that.
Oh, so you are saying get vitamin D3?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Very welcome. Wow, this is a powerful show. People are asking questions. Now, I know that you said that people who have arthritis, especially the crippling kind, they say there's a certain kind that's a crippling kind, that it cripples you up, it crumbles up your fingers, your hands, and all of that. All of that can be cured with changing your body from acidic to alkaline and doing the things that you mentioned. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Now, why is it, if it's this simple, why is it that people
mm-hmm.
don't know about it? I mean, why is it that they're keeping this knowledge from the people?
Oh, well, you know, this is a trillion-dollar industry, and the best way to keep that money flowing is to make sure you remain ignorant of the information. Of course, the schooling doesn't help because the schools don't teach us in our early education about our bodies. And then, therefore, we're always left to depend on someone else to take care of us. So the information, you know, actually was given, you know, in a lot of the scripture. The Creator gives us different samples of what to eat, what herbs to take. And from there, we're supposed to go and take and expound on it and go deeper into the sciences. And so... you know, we've been jaded by the medical establishment. We see the white coat, we think that's God, and we think that his medicines will outdo God's pharmacy. And so we'll look at something like you said, you know, your grandmother was using the cow liver oil, and then today's mind control will look at it and go, that old cod liver oil ain't nothing. That can't help anything. And if you always listen to the wisdom of the elders, I like to sit with your grandmother. She probably got all kind of knowledge and wisdom about the plants and stuff. And see, you just listen and listen to them and stuff they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it, go further with it in the sciences and the chemistries, and they can't touch you. So this is why they don't want us to know all this information, because they make sure that when you make that office visit and they
mm-hmm.
make the money off of you from the office visit, and then they send you to get a test, every test they send you to, they get a kickback.
I believe
you know?
That.
So mm-hmm. when you go get a mammogram, which causes cancer, and then they end up getting paid for you to get radiated. And then when they cause the problem, which would be the cancer, then they get paid again because you're coming back in for chemotherapy. And then the one who gives chemotherapy gets paid for how much chemotherapy he gives you. The oncologist gets paid on commission.
Wow.
That's what this system is about.
Wow, wow. So you say that vitamin D cures 75% of all cancer?
Yes.
Wow. So then I had saw another YouTube clip, because I always watch you on YouTube. I saw another YouTube clip where you were talking about diabetes. And I went out and I bought some of the chromium that you were talking about. And I was diagnosed as being borderline a few years ago. And I began to take the chromium and cut out the white flour, and it did work. It changed everything back around. I wasn't tired anymore. I wasn't exhausted anymore. I mean, this stuff really does work, people. And, you know, this is an opportunity for us to really begin to listen to him and take down notes so that we can begin to, one, eat right, two, get the necessary herbs that we need to take, and three, if you're going to be under someone's care, it would be best to be under his than to go into the system where they are definitely not there to make sure that you get well. I've seen a lot of people die of cancer in my own family and have cancers. Situations, and the chemotherapy and the radiation just burnt them up. I mean, you watched them literally dwindle away into nothing, and it was nothing anybody could do about it. So there has to be something else that can be done. But what do you say about the GMO foods? First, let's talk about the diabetes, and then we can get on the GMO food. So the diabetes stuff really does, the chromium really works.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to need a testimony from you on that one, too, later on.
I certainly will.
Right. Yeah, the diabetes is so easy to correct because it's just a condition. I don't even like to call it a disease. It's a condition of just eating, one, eating too much, overeating, and two, eating too much processed and refined foods. I mean, they used to say it right in our face. You know, the original name used to be called sugar diabetes, and they took the sugar name off and just called it diabetes. Or now they call it adult onset diabetes, this type of thing. You know, so so what happens is you take all this refined sugar in your body. I don't care what it could be from. It could be from white bread, white rice, the cake, candy. Soda pop, it's all soda pop is liquid sugar. Even the coffee, coffee in itself is not really a bad thing. It's what's put in the coffee that's the bad thing. And you got coffee loaded with sugars. And so all the chromium in the body goes out. That's what sugar does. It zaps it. Okay? But your pancreas, which produces insulin, says, where's the chromium? I'm about to send this insulin out into the body so I can bring down the blood sugar levels, but I need chromium present so that the insulin will be accepted by the cells. So here comes the insulin. It's going out into the body, and it's saying, where's my chromium? Where's my chromium? There's none there. So therefore, blood sugar goes through the roof, and then you've got diabetes. So we bring chromium into the body. We eliminate the refined foods. Diabetes is gone in 6 weeks.
Wow. And you know what? I can believe it because I've watched several people that I've known who had suffered from diabetes, and they got a gastric bypass to lose the weight, where they couldn't eat the things that they were normally eating. They weren't taking in as much food as they were taking in before, and all of a sudden they were cured from the diabetes. It just disappeared and went away. So can you tell us the amount of chromium? Because even when I went to get the chromium pills, and I want to make this announcement to everyone so that you all can listen, you have to be careful when you buy your vitamins because a lot of them are encased in pork skin. The gel tablets and all of that, and I asked for animal-free products so that I would not have to ingest pork skin. So could you tell them the kind of chromium and the amount that they should take?
Right. The chromium you want to get is chromium GTF, not chromium picolinate. because the picolinate is actually a government patented formula. It's made by the government and it's toxic. So you want chromium GTF, which means glucose tolerance factor. And this is made from food base. And the best product out there, the best formula is a tablet form. So you don't have to worry about capsules. It's called Mega Foods. Okay, and that's the brand I would search for and get by Mega Foods. And you want to take 400 micrograms of chromium per day to eliminate your condition.
Wow. And do you also suggest a teaspoon of cod liver oil with that as well, or do you not have to have both?
I usually do the cod liver people who have type 1.
Okay.
Because, see, your type 1s have a higher chance to go blind because they can't convert beta carotene into vitamin A. So the eyes suffer with no vitamin A. And see, the cod liver oil is also loaded with vitamin A as long as with the vitamin D. So chromium.
Now, is all of this information in your book?
Yeah, all that's in the book. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Can you announce to everyone the name of your book? And we will definitely also put it up online. We have it on our website as well as our, under our reading material for you all to actually look at. Go ahead, I'll let you announce that.
Okay, yeah, the book is called Medicines. And that's MEDISINS, Medicines. And off my website is www.medicines.net. So that's MEDISINS.net. N-E-T.
Okay. All right. And on the average, how much do you think the book runs for?
The book is for $19.95.
Okay, so for $19.95, if we follow what the book says, there's a 99% chance our conditions will change.
100%.
I was just, you know, I kept that little one point out. But I think that is wonderful. So, again, let me say to the audience, if you all have a question, comment, concern, please push one. So what about high blood pressure? What do you think that's cured with?
Oh, well, high blood pressure, once again, we have to address the diet.
That is correct.
And what's been told and shoved down our throats is that salt has been the culprit, you know, of the high hypertension, high blood, and that type of thing, which is a total lie and farce. The number one cause of heart attacks, strokes, heart disease, high blood pressure is margarine, okay? It's the hydrogenated oils, the corn oils, the canola oil, which there's no seed on God's earth called canola, fake olive oils. I mean, all these fake processed oils that we see sitting on shelves for hundreds and thousands of years, they never spoil. And they're clogging up everyone. I mean, they're plastics. And the number two cause of heart disease and high blood pressure is sugar. See? Salt gets all the blame, but margarine and sugar are the top two. And so we remove both of those from the diet, and you almost cure just about every disease then. But your high blood pressure definitely goes away. And when the fat you want to use is natural butter and coconut oil and sesame oil. These are the oils that you want to use, okay, in your cooking and things like that. Of course, I don't advise anybody to fry. Broiling, baking, grilling are the ways of, you know, if you want to do those types of heating of foods. Frying is the last resort. But those are the fats that you use, and don't be afraid of them. Fats are marvelous. They, the body needs them. Your heart loves them. Your heart loves fats. And, of course, you always want to make sure that the ones you get are organic, and especially the butter. You try to get as close as possible to get the butter that's pasture-fed, from pasture-fed cows, like a grass-fed, organic. You want to get unrefined coconut oil and unrefined sesame oil. And those are the way you go. And that eliminates high blood and heart disease. Then you want to add the mineral magnesium. You put 300 milligrams of magnesium citrate in your body, blood pressure drops almost 20 to 30 points within an hour.
Wow. 325 milligrams of magnesium.
Yeah, magnesium citrate, S-I-T-R-A-T-E.
Wow, this is powerful. You know, and a lot of people will say, well, you know, we've been going to my doctor for 40 years, and I know my doctor this and that and other, and how is he coming up with all this information and just curing stuff overnight? And a lot of times it's because we're not consistent with it. We want an automatic fix, and most of us are not disciplined enough to say, I'm going to change my lifestyle, and I'm going to get healthy, because it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, I've seen 80-year-olds that are, their minds are swift, they're spry, they do whatever they need to do, and they are in very good health because they have changed their lifestyle. And like you said, we're building a nation. We need doctors, holistic doctors like you, and some others that will be willing to come on board. And people, this is what he does for a living. So the fact that he's on here with us giving us this information for free is a blessing, but he is in this business for a living. So, you know, we need to start patronizing our own people and making sure that we stay healthy, because these are things that doesn't really cost any money to change. It just takes effort. So, again, if you have a question, a comment, or anything, please push 1. And in the meantime, let's talk about the GMO foods, because I have family members that love to eat fast food. And as much as I talk about it, they refuse to give it up.
Yeah, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, are in probably 90% of the foods in the grocery store today. I mean, it's absolutely becoming frightening to shop at a local store, especially if you don't read labels and know the different numbering systems they put on the fruits and vegetables. This stuff is super deadly. We already know that genetically modified organisms destroy our organs, and the number one organ that it attacks is the liver. And it's everywhere. I mean, fake tomato, fake this, fake that, all this stuff they make in the laboratories, fake fish. I mean, people out there eating tilapia, and oh man, don't even know where it comes from, and it's really scary. I mean, I travel a lot, you know, across the different continents, and I get to places and I go get some fruits and things, and I look at them, and you can see that these are still the real fruits in these areas. The everything is smaller. They still have seeds in them. Even the meats, you know, I don't eat chicken, but I look at the chickens in the market there, and they look like little quails almost, so small. And I was like, wow, that's what a chicken really looks like, you know, size wise, and you can just tell. It's like, and you go back to the States, and the chickens look like turkeys. You know, I mean, seriously, you ever see the sizes of wings and things like that? Oh my goodness. So genetic foods, you know, Monsanto was behind all of it, that demonic corporation out of St. Louis, Missouri. They want to control the entire food supply of the world, and they will put their money up to make sure that you don't know that you're eating that mess. They had a bill in California that they had to, you know, they wanted to label all the genetic foods, and Monsanto was the main player that came in with the money, and the bill didn't get passed. But praise be to the creator, Vermont is the first state to do it. They said no GMO in Vermont. In Vermont now they will label the genetic food. So, and that's one. So hopefully it'll start triggering the rest of the states to wake up to this onslaught that's destroying. I mean, it's wiping. We got so many things now that they're creating that now they're affecting the sex of the species. They got the women turning into men and the men turning into women.
I'm telling you,
it is real as day. 21% of all breast cancer last year was men with breasts.
Wow. So you said
imagine
that mammograms
that, men about to start wearing. Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. You sitting up there shooting radiation through your chest and flatten it like a pancake, and then they expect.
That's true.
Yeah, then they expect nothing not to happen. Are they out of their mind?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Let me go to area code 513. Area code 513, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Shalom, everyone. This is Sister Malka. I have two questions for the doctor. My first question is, because I've learned to eat that way. It has become a lifestyle. I don't have any ailments. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high cholesterol. Very active. I work out. I've been doing it for a while now. Is it necessary for me to have a yearly exam? That's my first question. And my second question is, since I've changed the way I've eaten, it has increased my grocery bill by almost $400 because they amp the prices up on the stuff you really need in your body so much to a point where the average person cannot afford to do that. So is there any advice or anything that you have for people that are on fixed incomes that can't go to the specialty stores and seek out the stuff that they need? Because it really did increase my grocery bill.
Right.
Because the fast food, you can get 10 for 10. But stuff that really has substance to it, they have it priced so high that the average person, especially if you're on a fixed income and you're not working, you just can't afford it.
Right. Yeah, I know the Whole Foods is one of the culprits behind that. And I'm becoming less and less more and more of the anti-Whole Foods altogether because Monsanto is about to take over that also. But yes, in regards to the first question regarding your annual physicals and testing and things like that, when you approach that type of setting, you're going to have to just know that the whole reason that they're recommending these yearly things is to bring you into the system. And hopefully they will find something and then scare you to death and then you'll be locked in. So what you do, what I tell my clients to do is go on, take the year exam. Go in there, get what you can get from them, all the information that you want. And then after you find out if you got a little something here or something there, whatever it is, then you come out, and then that's when you deal with it naturally. So the key is not to get caught up into the fear aspect of it. Oh, he said I had a little lump here, and then it kicks in. And the next thing you know, you're back on the table next week getting sliced up. So use it as a tool to know information and then go the other route.
Okay.
In regards to organic foods and you know foods that are real, As long as you have to say almost, you have to say real food today, because, man, I'm telling you, there ain't too much food out there. But
that's real, right.
In terms of trying to reduce the bill, I know one way I keep mine kind of, reasonable is I support my local farmer who I know brings in the organics and all that. And that a lot of cities now and little areas have little farmers markets on like the Saturdays and Wednesdays and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the pricing there is usually about always half of Whole Foods pricing. The other aspect, too, if people have land, grow their own food. Also, develop within your community's co-ops where you can buy, you know, let's go buy a case of apples. We all chip in, boom, we get our apples. And then for those who just can't get it at all, then what you got to do is when you buy the produces and vegetables, you got to use a cleanser. I use hydrogen peroxide to get the pesticides and the herbicides off of your stuff so you can at least eat it. So that would be the route. But, you know, overall, your bill may be, you know, high now, but you know that 75% of all bankruptcies is because of medical bills.
Right.
So the money you're investing now in your health is going to offset later
right,
on in life
doctor
when them big bills come.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, have you ever heard of FITS?
What's it called?
Supposed to be a SIT. It's supposed to be a pesticide spray for fruits and vegetables, like you said. If you have to go the regular route, that you can spray, and it's supposed to cleanse the food.
Right.
Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't heard of that brand, but I'm sure, that if that's what it's, touted to do, then, knock it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
I make mine out of hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
Just fill the sink up, put hydrogen peroxide in it, and then drop them in, 5-10 minutes, wash them up, and done.
Now, is that on your website?
No.
Okay.
Something else.
Okay.
Shooting out right now.
Okay. Now, what type of peroxide was that again?
Hydrogen
I know you said
peroxide.
Hydrogen, but was it a special kind? Because, you can get that.
Yeah, 3%.
It's all brands of that at Walgreens, but that don't mean it's the real stuff.
Oh, well, it's only 3%. The only one they can't sell 35%, which is the one you want to take if you want to take internally, which is a food grade hydrogen peroxide, which we use for cancer.
Okay.
That one you got to order that online. No. They because that can't even be transported by air anymore. It has to be ground shipment.
Wow.
Yeah. They're always trying to find some way to keep you from getting something.
Yeah. So it's 35% hydrogen peroxide.
No, 3%. 3%.
3%. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 3%.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, the 35 is very, very.
We can't hear you, Dr. Whitaker. You kind of went away from us for a minute.
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Faded out. Yes.
But we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I said the 35% grade is very potent. You have to wear gloves when you handle it because it'll burn your skin.
Okay. How do you? Well, I don't want to take up all your time, but how do you feel about paleo, eating the paleo quote unquote
paleo diet?
The way they yes.
Yeah, well, with the basically. Your grass-fed meat.
Vegetables, no wheat, grain.
Yeah.
No processed.
Yeah, I'm very anti-grain, so yeah, I'm for that.
Okay, because I've been doing that too. So, okay, well, that's everything I had. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
All right, you take care now.
You too. Shalom.
Oh. Okay, now, dealing with, because you took the words right out of my mouth, had a family member, she has cancer. She had lung cancer, and I was looking on YouTube, and I had pulled up this clip of this man that had stage 4 lung cancer. He said due to the radiation treatment, his throat was all, he had cancer in his throat. He couldn't swallow anything or anything. He came home and bought a bottle of the 35% hydrogen, edible hydrogen peroxide. He mixed some of it in a little water and began to drink it. He said it ate out. All the cancer was gone. The doctors basically sent him home to die. They said, there's nothing else we can do for you. It cured it out of his throat. It cured it from his stomach, the whole nine yards. And I know of one place here in the Cincinnati area where you can buy it, and it's at Jungle Gym. But I did look it up online in terms of having it shipped. So you do stand by the fact that it does cure, because I saw another guy that said he does his intravenously as well, and they were talking about all of the things that it cures.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to listening audience about the edible hydrogen peroxide 35%?
Yeah, 35%. What you want to do is if you have the lung issues, any type of bronchitis, emphysema, you know, anything to do with the lungs, respiratory, you get a nebulizer, and you put, I think it's like maybe 2 ounces in there of the hydrogen peroxide, and put that next to your bed at night, and it does some wonders, and by the time you wake up in the morning, you probably be cleared of what you had, and that product has so many uses. You know, I just did a preparation of it maybe a month ago. You start off with 3 drops, and you add a drop a day up till you get to 25 drops. And that kills fungus, parasites, bacteria, viruses, anything in the body it comes in contact with. And you need to have it in your homes as an emergency, emergency plan, because you never know, you come across some type of pathogen, food poisoning, anything like that, and you got the hydrogen, you could take internally and kill it. So go online and get you. I got a 32 ounce bottle of it, and I just keep it in the refrigerator.
Wow, and you think you know for sure that it would cure the cancer?
Oh, most definitely. No doubt about it, because cancer is a fungus, and hydrogen peroxide kills fungus on contact.
Wow. Wow. Okay, well, let me make this announcement. If anyone has any questions, comments, concerns, this is the opportunity to do that, to ask the doctor whatever you want. I know everyone out there is taking notes. Please write down. This show is also archived. You can also pull up any of our shows that we have, but this is one of the very special shows because we're dealing with issues in our nation among our people that we need to fight, and we need to start paying attention to what we eat. So is there anything else in terms of, because we dealt with diabetes, we dealt with high blood pressure, we dealt with arthritis, and the bone density. So you say vitamin D is something we need to have in our cloud. Liquid vitamin D, D3. And then we need to have cod liver oil among the items that we need to have in our closet and in our cabinet. And then we need to have hydrogen peroxide, 3% to wash off the fruit and to make sure it's cleansed, and then 35% that we need to have so that we can take it internally to kill any pathogens out of our bodies. And let's see what else we have. And liquid cayenne. We need to have some liquid cayenne because it opens up the lymphatic system. And then you said take 325 milligrams of magnesium citrate, and the purpose of that is for what now?
Magnesium, that's for the high blood pressure.
Oh, okay, the high blood pressure. Okay. Okay, so we know we got to get rid of canola oil, fake olive oil, and sugar has to go. You have to cut the sugar out.
No doubt.
All right, we have another caller here that's push one, area code 843. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Greetings, Shalom.
Shalom.
I wanted to ask, you made mention of something for male pattern baldness?
No, we didn't talk about hair.
I thought she said something in reference before she started talking about the magnesium citrate. Okay. So with the high blood pressure.
Yeah.
That's interesting. The high blood pressure and the diabetes causes the capillaries behind the eyes to swell. The reason why I got acknowledged that is because I took a blood test about 10 years ago, and they told me that I was type 1 diabetic. And I went for an eye test, and they told me that my capillaries, you know, I had a conversation with the physician, and he told me what causes interference in the eyesight is the capillaries or something behind the eye start to swell or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, what causes the conditions of cataract, glaucoma, any eye pressure is actually you're missing the antioxidant L-glutathione. That's the main one you need. Your eye lens contains glutathione, and when it's depleted from the body, then you begin to get the cataract. You begin to get, you know, the different eye pressure behind the eye, glaucoma. So L-glutathione is an amino acid, very, very powerful, and if you stay away, too, from these vegetable oils, they destroy the eyes, these corn oils and canolas and margarine. They destroy the eyesight.
Wow. Now, how about grapeseed oil?
Grapeseed oil?
Yes.
It's very unstable, meaning that as soon as it's exposed to air, it becomes rancid. You're better off with the coconut butter or sesame.
Okay.
You're actually better off eating the seeds of the grape than consuming the oil. See, they give us seedless grapes and seedless watermelons and seedless oranges and all these seedless fruits that were not made by the Creator. And because the seed contains B17, which also kills cancer on contact. You see, that's why they give us seedless fruits, because they don't want us to have their protection.
Right. Somebody had told me about the B17 a while ago.
Yeah, B17 Latrell. That's what they use in Mexico. They've been using that for the last 60 years to cure cancer.
Wow, Latrell. L-A-T-R-E-L?
L-A-E-T-R-A-I-L, Latrell, yeah.
Okay. What's your website, brother? Dr. Brother?
medicines.net.
Thank you for the show, Empress, and I esteem you, brother. I'm definitely going to go to your website.
Thank you for coming on and asking your valuable questions.
All right. We encourage everyone to go to the website, purchase the book. The information is in the book. The cures are out there. They don't want us to have access to the cures, because if they cure us, then they can't use us anymore. And we have to start doing something to get our bodies ready, our minds ready, and our families healthy, so that we can live longer and do what we are supposed to do and called by the Creator. So please push one if you have any other questions. Brother Donia, do you have any questions for him?
I got two.
Okay.
I want to know, is it necessary for colonoscopy? That's my first question.
Like I was telling the sister earlier, and you know, once again, the test is there to bring you in. If they find a little polyp or something to scare you, tell you we got to go in and cut your colon out. So you go in if you want to get one. You want to see how your insides are doing. It's not necessary, but if you need it, go in, get the test, get the information that you need, and then you move on and deal with it the other way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next question was that I heard on the TV they announced that if you have not had any heart problems, then the pill that they tell you to take, the aspirin, the low-dose aspirin, you understand, can give you bleeding on the brain. I had to go to the hospital because I had bleeding on the brain, and I was in the hospital for 11 days. And I know the feeling, so I'm getting that feeling today because I've been taking those pills, you understand? But I want to know, is that low dose thing, can that give you bleeding on the brain? Because they said don't do it if you hadn't had any kind of heart problems.
Oh, yeah. Aspirin causes internal bleeding, particularly of the stomach. It thins the blood, you know, that's the whole purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use what the Creator gave us that they make aspirin from, which is white willow. Aspirin is made from the white willow tree. So just go get the herb white willow and you get the same effect.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate it, man. You're doing a magnificent job. We need you in Israel. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anyone else have a question, a comment, or concern? So then, well, let's talk about fast foods, because we have people that live off of it. They have the dollar menu at McDonald's. They have the dollar menu at Wendy's. They have all kinds of fast food restaurants, Chipotle, and all of these restaurants. What do you say to the listening audience about those type of restaurant?
Well, the ones like McDoodoo's and Murder King and Taco Hell and Crispy Grease and all these places, those are straight up garbage. Now you got this new thing called Chipotle, which is trying to actually go the other way by producing organic products, and they are actually opening up their ingredient line to let you know what they have in it. And so I applaud them for at least trying to go that way. And I know people travel and they have to eat out, that type of thing. But all this every day going to a fast food restaurant is insane. I mean, you're talking about they got dollar meals. I mean, just for the fact that it costs a dollar, it should scare you. This is really, really sick. I mean, this is not something you really need to be playing with. This is real serious. That stuff in there, I got a photo in my lecture. I do a PowerPoint, and I show you a McDonald's cheeseburger that I bought back in 1999, and then I show you the slide of it a year later, and it still is the same thing. No mold, it didn't turn color, nothing grew on it, and it was like you could take it a year later and still sell it in the store. So this stuff is crazy, and you're putting that in your body. And you wonder why you constipated. You wonder why your skin's not glowing. You wonder why the cancers are starting. You wonder why fibroid tumors are growing out of the yin-yang. And your circulation is horrible, and that's why the men are walking around with all these problems. So the fast food restaurants have to be avoided at all costs.
I got one more question, if you don't mind. Not a question,
sure.
But yeah, it's kind of a question. I had bought some. I went to one of the supermarkets, one of the well-known supermarkets, and I got some hamburger. But they announced on TV that they're mixing beef with something called yellow slime or pink slime, I think it is called. You understand?
Mm.
You know, I don't know whether you heard that before. Have you ever heard of anything like that before?
No, but I remember when I was coming up in my studies, I was always told that when they use the word hamburger,
yeah,
and it doesn't say the word 100% beef,
yeah,
that means they're mixing pork with it.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes, Dan, that is correct.
Yeah,
yeah they do.
So
they, you
know.
Go ahead,
I know they
continue.
Add this slime, like you're talking about. I've seen the pictures of it.
Ooh.
And, yeah, so they're doing it.
Yeah, it made me stop eating hamburger, you understand, on such a regular basis because I'm a single male, and I got to go for myself at this point. But I try to eat as clean as I possibly can, and I try not to eat. You know, I try to keep to a better diet than anything. But I know that everything
right.
that they do now, if you buying it from the store, you ain't fixing it yourself. You can bet your life that they got it mixed with something. They got hamburger. I mean, they got what they call that bacon burgers. You understand? They got all kinds of stuff they mixing bacon with, and they advertising on television like it's all right.
Mm. Oh yeah, well you know that the TV is marvelous at doing stuff like that.
All right. We still have a lot of people on the line. People are still calling in. We have Dr. Scott Whitaker, who is a holistic homeopathic doctor, and he has graced us with his presence today. And he has decided to come on the show to give us some education about health. And how to eat right, what minerals and vitamins to take to cure the diseases that we're battling with today. We ask anyone who has a question about anything, please push 1. When you were talking to the gentleman before, Donion, you made mention of something that I didn't get it. I didn't understand what you were saying. What was that you were telling him he needed to buy?
What was the topic he was talking about?
Oh, I can't remember. But, you know, I'll just have to play it back because I didn't understand what it was that you were telling him. But I can play it back and find out and try to listen to it.
So
you say that vitamins are very important and we're not receiving them. Because I had done a study because I had saw you on Alex Jones' show. And you guys were talking about this as well. And they were talking about removing the vitamins completely where we wouldn't even be able to get vitamins. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah, they're pushing for that. They want to make them wear prescription only. It's under the Codex Alimentarius program, which comes out of the UN, where they want to label nutrients as toxins. And then, therefore, you're going to have to get vitamin C from your doctor. And these people are wicked and vicious and demonic. So we got to be very careful and watch all the moves they make. And, you know, for those who are into the heavy into the voting and that type of thing, you organize and you see stuff like that, you write them senators and them people, congress people, make them do something at least one time out of the year, and bust those bills up that they don't get passed, because that stuff is very, very serious. Every year they're trying to put something where it makes it difficult for us to get the herbs, get natural foods, and the people. We got a lot of watch groups watching this stuff, and we fight it continuously. It's nonstop. So it's very, very important that we stay abreast of their wicked ways, and don't ever get complacent, thinking that the FDA is your friend, thinking that the government is your friend. They're here to protect you. That's the last thing they're trying to do. People in New Orleans, if they were trying to help them.
And you think they're trying to do population control?
Oh, most definitely. Anytime they do vaccinations, that's population control. Because vaccinations are weapons of mass destruction.
So when they were doing the bird flu vaccinations, were you trying to sound the alarm and tell people not to take them?
Oh, most definitely. H1N1, I told everybody that meant H1N1 stood for one nigga and one Hispanic. and they were, you know, they were pushing that one so fast, and they didn't do well in their sales. So what they did, next year they created a whole new thing. What they call it, H2N3, you know, they increased the number. So now you got two Negroes and three Hispanics. So, and then they're allowed to start selling more vaccinations. And that's what this game is about. Ask yourself, why does the flu supposedly only occur between October and March?
Mm-hmm.
And then from April to September, it disappears.
Mm.
Where does it go? Is it going on vacation? Is it in the Bahamas? I mean, what's going on here?
I know that's right. Because they want you to come get them shots.
You better believe it. And that's in the Obamacare that they want everybody microchipped by the year 2017, and they're going to put it in the vaccine.
They try to get me to take them shots all the time, man. I said, man, I'm not taking nothing like that, man. You understand? I go with the old remedies, man. You understand? A little mustard plaster on your chest, some Vicks Vapor Rub. You swallow a couple of drops of a fingerful of Vicks Vapor Rub, and you all right, man. Sweat it out.
There you go. Go to that sauna and sweat.
Huh?
True. And you know what? We did a real big show on Obamacare and the microchip and chipping people, and that is actually written into the Obamacare, that they're planning on microchipping the people. And you know what? We don't realize that, you know, this is real. And if we don't wake our people up and stop them from pole dancing and twerking and doing all the things that they're doing, they are going to be led into those concentration camps. Those concentration camps are real.
Yeah.
Do you care to elaborate about the Obamacare?
Oh, Obamacare. The, a disaster from the day it was approved, because what it did was give people a false sense of security. Okay, oh, now they say they're going to pay for my insurance, or they're going to give me low insurance rates and all this kind of stuff. And it's not going to, Obamacare is not going to cure cancer, it's not going to cure diabetes, it's not going to cure kidney dialysis, it's not going to do anything but make money for the insurance companies and make money for pharmaceuticals. Because what they're saying in Obamacare is that this is the only medicine that you can use.
Yeah.
Now, we want to talk about having real health care. Health insurance should pay for 100% your massage therapy,
mm-hmm.
chiropractic therapy, going to see a naturopath like Dr. Whitaker, maybe going to see acupuncture. If you want go overseas to Germany or to Mexico and get treatment there. It should be covered by your health insurance, but it's not. None of these things that help you are covered. Just like the mammogram that I said causes cancer, 100% causes cancer. Well, the alternative is called a thermography, and that's what they use in Europe. But your insurance is not going to cover it. But you can get it done in the States. It'll cost you about $200. That's going to be an out-of-pocket expense. But your insurance won't touch it because it can help you.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. Are you in the States here?
No, currently I'm overseas. No, I'm in Northeast Africa.
Is that your base where you're at now, or are you based in the United States?
I'm based here for the time being. After I'm done with my research, I'm working with a company, a natural pharmaceutical company, developing a cure for malaria.
Do they have a here in the States? Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying using three different herbs. We're going to use it in West Africa. Right now we're doing trials right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Is your company based in the States?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, Holistic Health Institute.
All right. Okay, so do they accept Medicare?
No. Right now we just cash-based.
Cash-based only. I feel you. I can't blame you. I ain't mad at you.
Yes.
Wow. Well, let me make an announcement to those that are listening. We still have a lot of people on the line, people in the chat line. Please push 1 if you have a question because we want you to ask questions so that we understand. Let's talk about the men.
Yes.
And I know it's a lot of men on here that dare not to ask, but two questions. Lipitor. They prescribe Lipitor like it is a chewable vitamin tablet. And when I was researching Lipitor, I found out that it causes cancer as well for people who have cholesterol issues, and it causes men to not be as active as they would be, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, and what would you say to them in terms of men with cholesterol, men with diabetes who have a low functioning areas down low? And what advice would you give them that could change their whole sex drive and the whole thing?
Well, that whole area, of course, deals with circulation. So one thing we have to do is address the poor circulation issue. And we already talked about that with the cayenne. The diabetes, we already discussed that with the chromium. And removing the refined foods out of the diet. Now, in regards to cholesterol, which I said later on we would discuss it, you know, I had to make this one my last topic. I'm at the close out here.
Okay.
Cholesterol is your friend. Let everybody hear me. Cholesterol is your friend. You need cholesterol. Your liver makes cholesterol. Okay? Cholesterol protects you from cancer. Cholesterol protects you from infections. So, we got the white coat with his intelligence telling us you need to lower your cholesterol. You need to tell your liver to stop making it. And that's why they give you the drug Lipitor and Crestor and all these other statin drugs, which are super deadly. They cause cancer. They devastate your memory. I mean, it will wipe your memory clean. And there's nothing wrong with cholesterol. There is no correlation between cholesterol and heart disease, or no correlation between cholesterol and heart attacks. Matter of fact, if you get the insert for Crestor, and read it, it will state right in the package, Crestor has not been tested to prevent heart disease or strokes. So why are they making you take it? So these statin drugs are super, I'm talking about, I think one of the greatest scams in the history of medicine, other than AIDS, is statin drugs. Because it's nothing built on nothing but a lie. You can eat as many eggs as you want, and it doesn't have any effect whatsoever on high blood pressure and heart disease, period. If you try to lower your cholesterol below 160, you will develop cancer. Okay? That's how serious cholesterol is.
Wow.
So stay away from statins. If you're taking them, if you got parents that's taking them, make sure they take the nutrient coenzyme Q10, because it takes all the Q10 out of your body, these statins, and it makes your heart atrophy, and it causes congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you one quick question. Do you have a time to take one more caller, or do you have to go?
We'll take one more, and then I have to go.
All right, take one more. Okay, area code 215. Go ahead, you're on the air. And then after this, Dr. Whitaker is going to have to leave us. So go ahead, area code 215.
Dr. Whitaker, I appreciate you coming on today. You've been very informative.
Thank you.
And I don't know what all I may have missed, but I have a question I think is very, very, very important concerning our youth. My son is a athlete, and as you know, when you go to all the basketball games, all the football games, you got Gatorade, the Big G, everywhere. My mother,
right,
who's also very health conscious, is telling me that Gatorade is not good for you, but we don't know what the replacement is. So what do you recommend for replenishing your salt in your body after working out or sweating?
Yes, and one of the best drinks you can put in your system for athletic performance is coconut water.
Okay.
Coconut water, yes. You're talking about electrolytes, everything. You will get everything in that.
Thank you. Now, I know there's a lot of different makers of coconut water, and is there any that's right or wrong or fake, or is there any way of knowing if it's real or not? We know the word natural don't mean all natural, don't mean all natural. So is there
right,
a way of knowing?
You should just, by ingredients, you should just say coconut and water. If it starts listing a whole bunch of other things, and stay away from it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. We thank you, caller, for your question. Dr. Whitaker, any last words to say to our people before you sign off?
Just my beloved people, you're going to have to start reading everything that you put in your mouth. If you can't spell it, you can't pronounce it, and you don't touch it. Let's see. Oh, avoid microwaves. Get them out of your house. Stay away from those margarines. Get away from that refined sugar. And get into those books and start reading on the plants and botany. Every child that's growing up in a house better take a botany class and learn about plants. Okay. And it's very critical. Maybe one time you guys have conferences and things like that, bring me on in so we can get down and get some serious lecturing and some workshops done.
Absolutely, no doubt. No doubt at all. You all heard it straight from the doctor himself. The Nation of Yehuda will definitely be putting together a conference so that we can definitely bring you in. We have created resources now for our nation and funds that are coming into the nation, so we're able to do a little bit more, and we definitely want you to come in and do a lecture when you come back to the United States and have the people actually come to where you are so that they can get some information. But first and foremost, thank you so much for taking out the time to be on the Yehuda Project. He is calling from Africa, you ladies and gentlemen, and he took the time out to call in for us, so thank you very much.
Brother Donia, you have something to say? He might have his phone on mute. Brother Donia, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I want to say one thing. Is just here recently, I was watching on my Facebook page, and the girl told me that if we open up a school, we must teach agriculture to all our children. From the womb to the tomb, we need to know all of this stuff. And I appreciate you, man. You did a magnificent job. Hallelujah.
All right. He's gone now, Brother Adonia. He's gone. We thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. The show is definitely not over because we still have 24 more minutes. So we're going to go do a recap of the things that he told us because I was definitely writing things down. So let's deal with first sports drinks because we know, and that was an excellent question that the sister asked because our children are in sports. Gatorade ruins the teeth, goes through all kinds of things. So he said coconut water. Coconut water is a replacement for all the sugary drinks. Coconut and water is what he said that will restore the electrolytes. So we definitely need to put that down. And then we're going to go down the list. Liquid cayenne. I can vouch for him when I say that it is extremely hot. It's in liquid form, extremely hot. But when I put a couple of drops under my tongue and it opens up everything. He says that it stops heart attacks, it stops people from having a stroke. It would probably be best for the ladies to keep a bottle in their purse. The little drop bottle is not that big. And I think it cost me like maybe something like $10, $11.95. It wasn't that expensive. Chromium for diabetic people. Chromium, G is in George, T is in Thomas, F is in Frank. And it comes in MCGs. You won't find a bottle that has 400 milligram pills. You may find one that's 200 milligrams, but make sure you get the animal-based pills. Do not buy the gel tablets because most of the time they are made from pig. And we do not eat anything that's made from pig. As far as the oils, he said natural butter is the best way to cook with. Sesame seed oil, as long as it's organic. Coconut oil you can use to cook with. He said do away with canola oil, olive oil, and refined sugars. None at all whatsoever. His website is www.medicines. It's spelled M as in Michael, E as in Edward, D as in dog, I as in Israel, S is in Sam, I is in Israel, N is in Nancy, S is in Sam.net. That's the name of his website and the name of his book. All of the information that he has given us today is actually in the book. The book is very, very good. Let's see. And as far as the arthritis, that means that you have to change your body from acid to alkaline. And you have to make sure, and he said the best way to do that is alfalfa. He said alfalfa is the best way to do that. He swears by cod liver oil. My grandmother used to tell us all the time they were made to take a teaspoon of cod liver oil every night before they went to bed, and it cured everything mostly that they had. But she said my grandmother felt like that cured everything. But they were very rarely sick. Vitamin D. I buy the liquid form of vitamin D, and I put a couple drops, maybe 3-4 drops, in a glass of clear water, and I drink it. Very good for the body, stimulates the body, everything. He said D3 is better than D2. Hydrogen peroxide. There is a YouTube clip of a gentleman that had cancer, and they sent him home. He was stage 4 cancer. They sent him home and told him there's nothing else we can do for you. He wasn't even able to swallow food because the tumors were starting to grow in his throat. And as I watched it, he said he bought the hydrogen peroxide, 35% hydrogen peroxide, edible hydrogen peroxide, and he mixed a mixture in water and began to drink it, and it ate away all the cancer in his throat. I even know that there was a group of people who took the hydrogen peroxide and actually they put it in their bodies intravenously. Said it cured gout. It cured all kinds of things. Anything that was pathogenic in the body, it cured. It ate up all of the disease in the body. These are the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't know anything about because nobody's telling us. And people are they're running to the doctors, and the doctors are most of the people that I know have a bag of pills that they carry around with them. And when your health starts to fail you and you have a bag of pharmaceutical pills, the pills are keeping you alive. And we need to change the way we eat so that we can present ourselves and live longer. Did I cover everything else, Brother Donnie? Am I missing anything? Megagrams of magnesium citrate.
Yeah, magnesium.
Yes, sir. Okay. What'd you say?
No, I said magnesium citrate. Yes.
Magnesium citrate is something that you have to have as well. The sugar we have to eliminate. We have to eliminate the sugar. It's not good for us. It's time for it to go. And drink plenty of water. He said that arthritis is due to dehydration. We're not getting enough water. Our blood is acidic, and we need to change it around. So we've gotten some pretty good information today. Do away with the fast foods. We have to do away with the fast foods completely. We have to, because, ladies and gentlemen, whether you realize it or not, they're diabolical. This is a situation of population control. And if they make it convenient for you and you're able to get it 10 for 10, you have to really wonder, if you're paying a dollar for it, what is it? What's in it? How is it benefiting us at all?
You know, it's got us threefold.
Brother Donnie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's got us threefold. We spending our money so that we can go to the doctor to spend our money to die. So they got us threefold here. You understand?
That's true. Pharmaceutical companies are making billions and billions of dollars. They have appeal for everything. Anytime the hospitals are bigger than the city block, two city blocks long, something is seriously wrong. They're not curing anything. They're treating the symptom, but they're not curing it. And the Most High gave us the herbs and stuff for the healing of the nation. We have to start using the things that are available to us. They also, like you said, I didn't even know that the seeds had B17 in them that would kill cancer. You can't even find. As a matter of fact, I went to the grocery store a week ago and I asked the gentleman, I said, do you ever get any grapes in here with seeds in them? He said, occasionally we do. He said, but they sell out so fast we can't keep them. I said, then why not buy enough? He said, they won't let us.
Hmm. Yeah. It's set up, man, for population control. They have to get rid of 80 million, you understand, inside of 10 years. You understand? They just can't just shoot us and kill us. So they got all kinds of ways that they're going to try to keep the population down. And I just don't understand that, man. You know, they talking about they ain't got enough food to feed everybody. All of this land, they got land, man, and they won't let nobody, they tell you that you can't build no garden in your yard.
Right, that's right. And that's another way to control us. And there are so many things that we need to do, people. Ladies and gentlemen, please start supporting our people. Please start supporting our doctors and our holistic doctors and the people that are trying to help us, because they are doing this to be able to be a help to their people, but they have to live every day. So do me a favor and go on his website, order his book. Order his book so that you'll have it and have it right there in your library of books so that you can research it and do the work. I mean, that's the whole premise of Members of a Better World, is to do the work. Let's do the work. Let's put it to action and see if it works. Prove him wrong. And if you put forth the effort to prove him wrong and it ends up being right, then it was well worth the money. You're spending $19. We spend that on junk food every day. Do the work. Let's start cutting out. If we all stop buying McDonald's, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to close it down.
That is correct.
And we've been telling you all that. The same research that he did, we've done it. We bought a McDonald's hamburger and set it on the counter, and it did not grow mold because it is not animal. Anything that is animal decomposes. That's the natural process. Animal flesh decomposes. And when you can buy a hamburger from McDonald's and sit it open and the pickles are fresh and the tomato still is fresh and the mayonnaise isn't spoiled and the lettuce doesn't wilt, it's all manufactured food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we must
we
get back.
We've got to start paying attention.
Yeah.
Even with Chipotle, I'm a Chipotle fan. I love Chipotle, but I noticed that I would receive a lot of swelling when I ate it, and when I went to research on their website, I put a bowl together, and after I finished, guess how much salt was in it? 2,100 milligrams of sodium.
I know that's right.
2,000 milligrams of sodium. So we have to start paying attention. If not, we're going to end up losing in the end because we're the ones making the doctors rich. We're the ones making the hospitals rich. And they're not going to cure us because this is a business. This is a business, and this is all it is a business. So we have to make sure that with all of our getting, we get an understanding and make sure we need to change some things in our life. If anyone else has a question, a comment, or concern, please feel free to push 1. Also, we want to announce that starting next week, we're going to start requesting that the people on our show start to support Members of a Better World. It is an organization that's in Israel. They're developing a community in Israel where when we get ready to go to Israel, whether you're visiting or whether you want to go there to stay or whatever, they're building up a community that's available for us. We're going to have our own tour guides. We're going to have our own places where we can stay, whether you're coming to live or to visit. We're going to be there to make sure that we're the contact people in Israel that you meet up with. What we would like for you all to do, all of you all that are under the sound of our voice, is to begin to start supporting them. The Nation of Yehuda has contracted with the Members of a Better World, and we are the intricate part in the United States and abroad that will be putting this program together for that organization. So we're going to start doing some fundraising, and we really are asking for your help to be able to make this happen because we want to be able to have our own presence in our own land. And this is not Dimona. It has nothing to do with Dimona. We are doing something completely different, and we are behind it. And we're behind anything as long as it's 100% righteous. So just give it some thought. We're going to set everything up, and we'll give you the information where you can, through PayPal, you can donate $5, $10, $20, $50. But they need your help because they're really trying to do something positive here, and we have the backing of some very powerful people. Don't forget that Prince Asiel Ben Israel will be on his own radio show through the Yehuda Project on Tuesday. He'll be here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., and someone from Members of a Better World, where you can ask questions. Other organizations that are out there that are interested in partnering with Members of a Better World, they have to come through the Nation of Yehuda so that we can make sure that everyone's on the same page. We do invite the participation of those that want to help because this is going to be a big project that we're going to be doing. And we're going to be reaching out to people in South Africa, the Caribbean, Brazil. But right now they're recruiting for people who want to go over and work to help to build the community. It's a perfect opportunity. I spoke to the CEO yesterday, and they're looking to purchase a plot of land that's worth about $4 million. So they're moving in a direction that's really positive, and we're backing them 100%. So and also for those who are a part of the Nation of Yehuda, all of the directors, the head of departments, we're having our board meeting tonight at 6:30. It's very important that you attend because this is the meeting before the meeting. Any other questions, Brother Donia, you have any other comments you want to make?
No, I think you covered everything. You're doing a magnificent job. Keep up the good work. I love each and every one of you. And I got some comments to make when we get on the business call.
Okay, that'll work.
I'll talk to you then.
We are building our organizational chart as we speak. So we are now in the process of contacting some of the priests of Israel because we need to set up the priesthood in Israel so that we will have that body within our body to be able to help to guide us and direct us as to which way we need to go. So we're inviting the brothers who are interested to please email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com because we need all the help we can get. I mean, we have the backing. We have 100% backing from Prince Asiel. He is doing everything in his power to make sure that, you know, the nation of Yehuda is going to be out front to the other nations, that we have the royal house of King Dawid, and we're trying to build this thing the best way we can, but we can't do it without everyone's participation. And it's very difficult for us to be alone. We don't want to stand alone. We have grown tremendously. The Most High has brought people to us, people with backgrounds, people with degrees. We have CEOs, CFOs, lawyers. We have business owners that have come aboard and taken positions with the nation of Yehuda, and we're moving. So, you know, that. And Brother Donia, like you said, we did nothing to initiate this. This all happened at once, didn't it?
Say that again. I didn't understand you.
I said I told the people that we're growing, and we didn't do anything to initiate this. This all happened by the power of the Most High, didn't it?
That is correct. And see, the reason that is happening is because the Almighty seen something in what we're doing. We're working within the guidelines of the Creator, because if we wasn't, He would not bless us with those people, and He would not they would not be asking the nation of Yehuda to get on board with them. You understand? The Almighty is in charge. He's the one that's orchestrating everything. He's just putting people in place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're excited because every week we're getting good news. Every week something is happening. The prophecies are falling in place. Everybody's falling in line. And like I said, we didn't do anything to initiate this, people. So we don't want you to think that this is something that we did. We received a call from them, and they put us on the map, and we have been in constant contact with the movers and the shakers, and we're about to make this thing happen, and we want everyone to help us. We do not want to be singled out. We don't want anyone to be singled out. We want everyone to help us. So we need language teachers, teachers who teach Hebrew. We need as many people as we can get to prepare our people for the transition, and we will be transitioning them to Israel first to work, to come over, roll up their sleeves and work, and then once the community is built and prepared, then we will be starting the tours and the different things and the people that want to go to live. They do not want people to bombard them and come over ready to roll up their sleeves, and there's a process. They want you to go through the nation of Yehuda's training first, prepare you for the transition, and then they will be moving groups of people over into Israel in an orderly fashion. So this is how they want to do this. For more information, if you're interested in information about that, Tuesday night on the Yehuda Project at 6:30. Members of A Better World will be there. Sometimes Prince Asiel will be there. Sometimes it will be other people. He was on last Tuesday. If you're interested in hearing that, you're welcome to archive our program, and the show is in its entirety. It's online. So if there's nothing else, Brother Donia, do you have any other lasting comments?
It's nation building time. Let's get together.
Oh, what time is it again? I forgot. What time is it?
It's nation building time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the conclusion of our show. Again, for the directors that are on the line, we will be having a board meeting tonight at 6:30. This is imperative that you all be there. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel from the Nation of Yehuda. And I'd just like to make the announcement that the show that we had today, all of the information you received today was strictly for information purposes only. And as Dr. Whitaker said, we encourage everyone to go to the doctor. If you choose to use the holistic path, it is clearly an individual choice. And we do not profess to be doctors on this show, but we bring our guests on to give the information so that you can make the choice of whether or not you would like to go in that direction. But our whole purpose is to heal our nation so that we're healthy people and we can move toward going home to our own land. Again, don't forget, we have a lot of exciting things happening. He's going to march me right up to the king and queen of Ghana, and he's going to introduce me to Winnie Mandela. I'm really looking forward to it. The royal house of King David is moving into the limelight. We're moving out front where people will know who we are. We've been hidden for a long time, but it's time for us now to stand up and to help to build our nation because we're on our way home, people. And on that note, we say shalom, shalom. So much. For all of your participation, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place. Don't forget, you don't know who's going to be on the show next week, but we will announce it over the Internet where you'll be able to see. We love you, everybody, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.